This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
There are many mutual benefits of owning a dog. We turn to them for emotional support, to stay fit, and let's face it, sometimes we turn to them to put a smile on our face. For many people in our community, however, dogs play an integral part in helping them lead an independent life. Currently in Australia, around 900 people who have a vision impairment rely on a guide dog to go on about their daily lives. This comes as a recent survey by Guide Dogs Australia found an alarming 40% of guide dog handlers surveyed said that a guide dog had been attacked by another dog, most of which were dogs off-lead at the time of the attack, while another 30% of those surveyed said their guide dogs had been attacked multiple times. The survey results have prompted Guide Dogs Australia to launch Take the Lead, a national public education campaign urging pet owners to keep their dogs on lead. To tell us more, we are currently joined on the line by the CEO of Guide Dogs Victoria, Karen Hayes. Thank you for joining us on Pets Allowed.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, Karen, firstly, can you give us an understanding as to how important guide dogs are for people who are blind or have a vision impairment?
They play a very critical role because what they do is provide the guide dog user with a level of freedom and independence for them to be able to navigate their environment and go to their work, go to the shops, do the sort of things that as sighted people we really take for granted. But as a working dog, these dogs allow these people to have the level of independence and freedom that they need to be able to do those things.
I mentioned in the intro the staggering statistics that your survey has found. Can you give us an example of a person who has gone through this experience?
Yes, I can. A couple of months ago, in fact, one of our clients was out with her guide dog when she was attacked by another dog that was off the lead, and the owner, unfortunately, was nowhere to be seen. So the guide dog user was left to defend both herself and her dog. The result of that was that the dog had to undergo treatment for her injuries, and she was left unable to perform her duties for a period of time. Now, the impact of that is fairly significant, not only just for the dog, because the dog will also go through some mental trauma associated with that attack. But equally for the guide dog user, they also have a level of trauma that they experience as a result of that. So, you know, if you just think of an example of, you know, you and I as sighted people, if we're in a situation where a pet might be attacked, we can see what's going on, we can see where we are, we can see who might come to our aid, we can see when it might end, we can see what other danger is in our environment. But as a blind or vision impaired person, they have the additional barrier added to the anxiety and the fear that they would already be experiencing, to the fact that they can't see, you know, what else is going to happen next. You know, is there further incidents of further harm that could be in the environment as well? So the whole experience is quite terrifying.
You're tuned into Pets Allowed, and currently on the line is CEO of Guide Dogs Victoria, Karen Hayes, who's giving us a bit of a background on their new public education campaign, Take the Lead. The particular example that you gave involved a dog off-lead and unsupervised, and according to the survey, around 71% of attacks on guide dogs were caused by dogs off-lead, and this comes as, by law, Victorians need to have their dogs on-lead, particularly on public property, and obviously there's designated off-leash dog parks. This is quite concerning.
It is very, very concerning. And I think, you know, this is where our Take the Lead campaign is really designed to basically raise this awareness to a level that I think people are just have forgotten, or you know, we all love our dogs, we all love our pets, and we all think that, you know, that they won't get into trouble. But the fact is that we can't be sure, and there are laws to ensure that pet owners are responsible for the behaviour of their dogs, and I think, you know, just people are just not abiding by these laws. So the Take the Lead campaign is really about calling on all of the country's dog owners to ensure that their pets are walked on leads in the name of both responsible pet ownership, but also to prevent serious injury or trauma for a guide dog or a guide dog handler.
And in terms of walking your dog on lead, you can do it in a fun way too, and there's lots of activities that you can do with your dog that way. We will be providing some information on that and some information for off-lead dog parks later in the program.
Fantastic. That's great.
Putting aside our own pet, what would you say to members of the community that, you know, might want to approach a guide dog because they are beautiful, they're very sweet, and you might want to give them a pat?
That's a great question. And look, we're a nation of dog lovers. There are over four, you'd know better than I do, there's 4.2 million pet dogs across this country. So we are a nation of dog lovers, and, you know, it's a natural inclination to see a beautiful dog and want to go over and pat it. I think what people need to be reminded of is that guide dogs are working dogs. They're not pets. They have a very important role to play for the guide dog user in terms of providing them with the ability to have freedom and independence in their everyday life. As soon as their harness comes off, however, they do become, you know, just like any other pet and happy to play and that sort of thing. But certainly when the guide dog is in a harness, under no circumstances should anybody go up to them to pat them, because it distracts the dog and therefore creates a potentially dangerous situation for both the dog and for the dog handler.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.